everybody. We are at TechFest 2009, and next to me is Lei Ma. And Lei, you've created a program called Right in the Air. Tell me about what that is.
Yeah, well, this demo is just to show you a fantasy, a scientific fantasy life for how people can interact with the machine without a keyboard and a mouse. And our work is, which I'll present to you later, is that when I'm writing the character written in the air, and the machine can recognize the character that you are writing, you are intended to write, and recognize the result, it can provide the user a new generation of experience.
So essentially you're going to, you know, draw a letter in the air and the webcam is going to recognize what that letter is?
Yeah. We can recognize the numerical digits, the English letters, and East Asian language such as Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
That's amazing. And now where do you see this being used in the future, and like what sort of homes and devices are going to be connected with it?
We're thinking about two scenarios which would be very important to Microsoft. The first is the interactive game when you play it on the Xbox. Another thing is when you watch the internet TV, and when the TV connects to the internet, you may want to input some queries to find interesting videos on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's take a look at it right in the air.
Okay. First, when you play the game or watch the television, you just need to grab whatever object. You can see I hold the apple here, and now you can put the apple on the screen, and the machine can recognize the object, and when you move the object, the tracking point will follow the object, and then you can write the character you want. Here I'll write the Chinese letter for the Microsoft.
Okay.
It's the two Chinese letter. The first is the macro.
So it recognizes the apple sort of as a pen or a pencil.
Yeah, you can think it's a kind of pen, and you can see the first this character is the correct answer.
Yes.
And the macro, and the second character is the soft, and we can see you can writing the character smoothly, and this is the correct one.
And now over here on the left hand side of the screen, is that just a representation of what you've just drawn?
Yeah, replay the trajectory you are writing in the air. And when you write the input query in the search box, and you can start the searching, and you can see the first one is about Microsoft Chinese web page. Yeah, Microsoft China.
Gotcha. Now, but it also recognizes English letters, correct?
Yeah. I can show you the English letter.
Please do. And now, could any of these objects be used? Okay. Here we go. Getting excited.
Yeah, okay. First, you need to lock on the object, and you can see the object can be locked on. Mm-hmm. And I was right to the Microsoft Research Asia, the first, the capital letter.
Okay.
This is M. S. Microsoft Research.
That is so cool.
Asia. This is the correct answer.
Gotcha.
And you can search the Microsoft Research Asia. And you can see the MSIA.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very cool. And now, do you need to use an object such as this to be the pen? Can you just use your finger?
Yeah. But currently, we are doing the technology because the screen is so small.
Yes.
The finger will not see clearly. So
gotcha.
we need to use the big one. When you play the game, the distance you from the television may be about one.
Right. You're not normally this close to your television screen.
When you use the finger, it will not recognize it correctly.
And because balls are fun.
Yeah.
So there you go. Thank you very much. And is there a website? Can people sort of go and learn more about this if they choose to?
I think it's at the research.microsoft.com/Asia.
Okay.
Because you find that
you
one.
Well, thank you very much. This is awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.